I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tensions and violence peak in Lebanon. Syrian gang members recently killed a Lebanese politician, causing a spike in anti-Syrian sentiment. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says Lebanese anger is spilling out into the streets. The situation directly has impact on Horizons gospel workers from Syria.
You take for granted that people can come into the office, go to their place of ministry, whether it's one of our ministry centers or it's our school for refugee kids. All of those things have had to shut down. The Syrians can't show up because it's just too dangerous for them to be on the streets in certain neighborhoods.
Pray for calm in the streets of Lebanon and pray Syrian gospel workers can walk safely in public again.
It's likely, based on the past, to calm down after a few days and life goes on as usual until the next time that these tensions come to a peak.
And a civil war between Sudan's military junta and rebel forces began a year ago today. Nearly 7 million Sudanese have been uprooted in the country since then, and 2 million crossed into neighboring countries. For security purposes, we can't name names, but church planters trained by a ministry there are meeting refugees in several border camps. Believers see God turning horrific trauma into something good for these refugees.
We're not able to put a country in therapy, but there were 100 people that our team took them through trauma healing. They came to Christ. Within 2 days, there were 200.
Ask the Lord to provide food for refugees who are facing famine. Pray that they'll find the bread of life by connecting with church planters.
Many are coming to Christ because in their desperation, they're calling out for help. In their sleep, God is meeting them. And it's a vision of Jesus. It's a vision of a man in white.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.